भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 26 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22nd एंड 23rd। इन 22nd देयर इज नो परपट, सो आई विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन ओनली। A person who is born into a responsible family, such as a kshatriya, a member of royalty or government servant, but who neglects to execute his prescribed duties according to religious principles, and who thus becomes degraded, falls down at the time of death into the river of hell known as Vaitarani. This river, which is a moat surrounding hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful man is thrown into the river Vaitarani, the aquatic animals there immediately begin to eat him. But because of his extremely sinful life, he does not leave his body. He constantly remembers his sinful activities and suffers terribly in the river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh and fat. Next verse, translation by and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: the shameless husbands of low-born Shudra women live exactly like animals, and therefore they have no good behavior, cleanliness or regulated life. After death, such persons are thrown into the hell called Puyoda, where they are put into an ocean filled with pus, stool, urine, mucus, saliva and similar things. Sudras who could not improve themselves fall into that ocean and are forced to eat those disgusting things. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Vishara Bhanda Amrita Baliya Yeva Khaya Nana Yoni Sada Fire Kadariya Bhakshana Kare Tara Janma Adapate Yaya. He says that persons following the path of karma kand and jnana kand, fruity activities and speculative thinking, are missing the opportunities for human birth and gliding down into the cycle of birth and death. Thus, there is always the chance that he may be put into the Puyoda Naraka, the hell named Puyoda, where one is forced to eat stool, urine, pus, mucus, saliva and other abominable things. It is significant that this verse is spoken especially about Shudras. If one is born a Shudra, he must continually return to the ocean of Puyoda to eat horrible things. Thus, even a born Shudra is expected to become a Brahmana. That is the meaning of human life. Everyone should improve himself. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtim Guna Karma Vibhagasha. According to three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, four divisions of human society were created by me. Even if one is by qualification a Shudra, he must try to improve his position and become a Brahmana. No one should try to check a person, no matter what his present position is, from coming to the platform of Brahmana or Vaishnava. Actually, one must come to the platform of Vaishnava. Then he automatically becomes a Brahmana. This can be done only if the Krishna conscious movement is spread, for we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Vaishnava. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. abandon all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One must give up the occupational duties of a Shudra, Kshatriya or Vaishya and adopt the occupational duties of a Vaishnava, which include the activities of a Brahmana. Krishna explained this in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mami Partha Vyapasritya Yapishyo Papa Yonaya Striyo Vaishyas Tatha Sudras Tiyapi Yanti Param Gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas or merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Human life is specially meant for going back home, back to Godhead. That facility should be given to everyone, whether one be a Shudra, a Vaishya, a woman or a Kshatriya. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. However, if one is satisfied to remain a Shudra, he must suffer as described in this verse. Tad eva tibibhatsitam ashnanti. Omagya.
So here, in this verse, I would like to seek blessings of devotees as usual, because I am not so qualified person. Here in this verse, description of Sudras going to a hell named Puyoda is mentioned here. Here we are hearing the series of verses about hellish planets. So, in this verse, how Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that even a person who is born as Shudra should take to Krishna consciousness and perfect his life, that is Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing. Earlier, when Varnashram was there, so there was Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And there was Krishna conscious way, they were being ruled, like the king used to rule in a Krishna conscious way. And Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras used to do their prescribed duties and used to perfect their lives. But today, the situation is not so. As we hear in scriptures, that everyone is Shudra in Kali Yuga. So, dharma for Shudra is that he has to serve Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. But today we find that there are no Brahmanas, no Kshatriyas and no Vaishyas, authentic. Everybody is Shudra. So, if someone is serving other three classes, but other three classes are not authentic, that means even Shudras cannot perfect this life just by continuing to serving other three classes, because everybody is Shudra. So, in Kali Yuga, if a Shudra wants to perfect his life, then he has to take to path of devotional service. That is the only way. Like say, duties of Brahmanas are mentioned, duties of Kshatriyas are mentioned, duties of Vaishyas are mentioned. Similarly, duties of Shudras are mentioned. Shudras are supposed to be workers. They are supposed to be labor class. And they used to work and serve other three classes. They are laborers. And they used to workers or laborers, you can say, working for the benefit for other three classes. But today, as on today, other three classes does not exist. So their labor can be useful for their own life, on benefit, if their labor is for, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, as labor of love for Supreme Personality of Godhead. If they are using their energy for serving Krishna or their devotees, then only there is some meaning to their life. Otherwise, there is no meaning to their life. So here Srila Prabhupada mentions that how a Shudra is expected to become a Brahmana. Many times we find that people born in the family of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, higher families, they have got pride for taken birth in such family. But in Kali Yuga, such higher caste are for namesake only. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes again and again that one should be Brahmana or Kshatriya by quality, not by caste. If it is just by caste, then there is no much importance to it. So Srila Prabhupada mentions again and again that one should develop a quality. Here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions that even a Shudra is there, should try to come to the platform of a Brahmana. Otherwise, what will happen? A person who is born as a Shudra, and if he continues to remain a Shudra, then outcome is that he has to go to the hell named Puyoda. And we find that in Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra, and everybody is engaged in the activities of Shudra only. So we know for certain that all these people are gliding towards the hell named Puyoda. So there is a very important verse for all the people. Like say, and in this hell it is mentioned that a person is that he is dipped in the ocean of pus, stool, urine, mucus, saliva and other such abominable things, which is very painful. So it's very important that one should take to Krishna consciousness with urgency. Sometimes when devotees read such purports, so it may not be much material to them. The reason being that we know that if we do even little devotional service, we are saved from the most dangerous hellish conditions of life. Even if a person chants Hare Krishna, even by jokingly or mistakenly, then he is saved from such a miserable condition. Sometimes people tease us, Hare Krishna devotee, or he is something like that, connected with Hare Krishna, or even people accept prasad or so. So they are making advancement, and little advancement can save a person from a most dangerous, hellish kind of life. So as a devotee, we may not be much attracted by such verses, because regularly we are chanting Hare Krishna, regularly we are honoring prasad, we are in association of devotees, serving deities, and so forth. But nonetheless, Srila Prabhupada mentions that our Krishna conscious movement is to spread so that we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Vaishnava. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that how Krishna consciousness is such a powerful. Here, like it is mentioned in this purport, that a person is forced to eat such a abominable things as mentioned over here. But if a person just eat a mango, the mango prasad, or he can regularly eat prasad, he can just escape all these things. Once Srila Prabhupada was arguing with some yogis or mayavadis, and they were discussing about this thing, and Srila Prabhupada says, we'll just eat rasgullas and we'll go back to Godhead. So even if we do little spiritual advancement, so we can be saved from this such a dangerous hellish conditions of life. So if we can do little advancement and we get such a benefit, then what if we can do, we can endeavor to become more Krishna conscious, and we can endeavor to serve more. Like say, fear is the motivation everywhere. In material world, fear for losing sense gratification is the key. People work so much hard. We find that many times they work more harder than devotees also. We find that we work so hard, 12 hours a day or sometimes more. So what is their motivation? Without a motivation, a person cannot work hard. A person has to have a motivation. A materialistic work hard based on material motivation, and spiritualist work hard based on spiritual motivation. Without motivation, a person cannot work hard. For a materialist, their motivation is material. They are they are fearing to lose sense gratification. Their heart is into sense gratification. They relish sense gratification. They don't want to give up sense gratification. And to enjoy sense gratification, which is a strong motivation to them, for them, they work so much hard, unlimitedly hard. We may say sometimes that why to hear such purports which are, say, involving us into fearful situations. But fearful situation can be impetus to take to something more seriously. As I mentioned, outside, fear of losing sense gratification is an impetus to take to material sense gratification or working hard more seriously. Even majority of the devotee, when they take to spiritual life or take to ISKCON seriously, when they are put into the suffering, tried situations in material life, they are miserable, they don't know any solution in life. They are suffering, no solution. So when they are introduced to Krishna consciousness or ISKCON or Srila Prabhupada's message, so they take it very seriously. Their impetus is suffering, of course, when they are suffered in different ways, hammered by, tortured by material energy, birth, death, old age, disease, mental anxiety and so many other things. Then due to that suffering is an impetus to take to spiritual life. Many times even in devotee circle, like say, many times we are fearful of many of the things and we take to spiritual life very seriously. Like say, many times Srila Prabhupada says that if one chants his round by 10 o'clock in the morning, he will not fall down, he will not be trapped by Maya, and devotees try to complete it. So there is a fear of falling down. Many times people don't leave the Indian country and go to abroad because fear of losing association. So fear is there. Fear is a motivating factor as on today also. But such fear cannot be tempting to us because we think that we are a step higher. But fear is always a factor to push us further on spiritual life. Fear of falling down. We struggle so hard. We get up for morning program and do japa, try to do japa attentively. Due to fear of falling down or losing some spiritual credit. So fear is always the key. Outside world also, people are fearful of many things. Fear is the subject. Even people see many times horror films just to be fearful. Many horror films are there. Many novels also based on this concept. Like say, fear is the key, or dead stay dumb, or hole in the head. Something like that. I used to hear such statements earlier. So fear is always the motivating factor. We may not accept it, but our fear may be different. But fear is always there. And it's a healthy sign. We find many times, repeatedly Srila Prabhupada mentions about material miseries, conditions, or lust, anger, and so many negative things he mentions. And if we can just contemplate on that, we can take an motivation for advancement. So fear is very healthy sign for spiritualist also. It is very important, and we should be always be fearful of losing association of Vaishnavas or losing, say, our Krishna consciousness or such spiritual assets. So one should be fixed in devotional service. Here, Srila Prabhupada mentions about Shudras, that even Shudras should take to devotional service perfectly so that he can become a Brahmana. Like say in Bhagavad Gita, there is a shloka which Krishna mentions that Pandita Samadarshana. That means a transcendentalist, if he sees a Brahmana or a dog eater or cow or elephant, he sees soul directly. And that's why he is Pandita Samadarshana. He sees as a part and parcel of Krishna's energy. So similarly, even if a person is there who is born in the family of dog eater, but he can become Pandita Samadarshana just by taking to Krishna consciousness seriously. he can be self-realized, because soul is spirit, it's a transcendental. It has got nothing connected with material energy. Prabhupada uses the word as part and parcel. Part means we are God's energy, we are part of God, and meaning of life is that we can be connected with God. And parcel is that, the Srila Prabhupada uses the word parcel, the reason being is that there is Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So Vishnu Tattva are known as Godhead, and Jiva Tattva are known as separated energy. So separated energy, since it is separated from Krishna, it is called as parcel. So even if a Shudra, which Srila Prabhupada mentioned, he should take Shudra should take to devotional service and perfect his life. He should not remain Shudra, because just remaining Shudra means going to this hell, Puyoda hell, 100%. If a person just remains Shudra and doesn't make any spiritual advancement, then he has to for certain go to this hell. There is no escape to it. I was reading in purport of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was mentioning that before a birth, Garbhadan Sanskar has to be performed. If a Garbhadan Sanskar are not performed, the family should be treated as of Shudras, even if they are Brahmanas or Kshatriyas. And we find today, none of the people today perform this Garbhadana Sanskar. So even all the children, they are born as Varna Shankaras. They are born as Shudras or lower than Shudras. So there is no question that somebody is on the platform of Brahmana and boasting like that. And if a Shudra tries to make advancement, people criticize that. Srila Prabhupada's disciples many times were being criticized by other Brahmana community. But Srila Prabhupada says that they are better than them because they are trying to become Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas are higher than Brahmanas. So everybody has got right to perfect their lives. It's not that if a Shudra is there, he has to remain a Shudra. It's not that. A Shudra can also take to devotional service and can perfect his life. And that is the need, because they can't just remain Shudra. Otherwise, they have to go to the hellish planet. Today, like say, sense gratification is very prominent, and people are attracted by sense gratification. Like say, many times our acharyas give the analogy of worm in the stool. Like say, something like this, like say, a person is forced to eat urine and stool and similar substances, and our acharyas give the analogy of worm in the stool. So even Srila Prabhupada also, I think Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also gives the analogy of worm in the stool. So the reason being is that whole material world is like say stool house, where there is people are tempted for sense gratification and suffering. The byproduct is suffering. In hellish planets, the suffering is on very gross planet, very gross platform. But in heavenly planet and earthly planet, suffering is there, but it is relatively much lesser or covered. Unless a person is Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, the suffering is always there. Even a person may be doing the best kind of material sense enjoyment, and during that time, because soul is separate from Krishna, the soul is suffering. The body may be engaged in, say, some joyful activity. Say, suppose there may be a union with male and female. So it is very joyful phenomenon. But the soul is suffering, because the nature of soul is that soul is part of Krishna and soul has been separated. So unless the soul is connected with Supreme Personality, he cannot be happy. So a person has to come to the platform of Brahmana, because sense gratification is quite prominent in this material world, and everybody is trying to squeeze sense gratification. Like say, if you take a stool, a worm out of the stool, and if you keep away, again it will go to the same stool. It will not like to remain in place where stool is not there. Similarly, people are attracted with sense gratification so much, and due to that, devoid of sense gratification, they are frustrated in this life. And this whole universe, from right from the top to the bottom, sense gratification is prominent. And due to sense gratification, they have to suffer also. And only solution a person can achieve is one can somehow or the other becomes devotee, then only one can become, his life is perfect. What to speak of perfection? He will be worshipable even by Brahmanas. We find Haridas Thakur. He was born in a lower family, but we see that Advaita Acharya gave Shraddha Patra not to a Brahmana, but to Haridas Thakur, who was a Vaishnava. So he chose Haridas Thakur as a topmost Brahmana. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Haridas Thakur as a Namacharya. So a person has to elevate oneself to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Here Prabhupada mentions Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So many times people tend to insist on Varnashrama, that one should follow the rules of Shudras or Vaishyas or Kshatriyas. But here Krishna mentions that even one should abandon all his duties, and perfection is that one should surrender oneself to Krishna's lotus feet. Surrendering means one should follow his instructions. Then one's life is glorious and perfect. No, because lower caste doesn't matter. A person may be born in the lowest class, but it doesn't matter. For example, Krishna accepted the banana from the banana peels from the Vidur's wife. And Vidur was Dasi Putra, Shudra. And women are, she was all the more, she was Shudrani. Still, Lord Sri Krishna accepted, because on absolute platform, on the platform of the soul, it doesn't matter that person is Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya or Brahmana. One should just endeavor for Krishna consciousness and perfect one's life. I'll end over here. Thank you very much. Is there any question? Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.